Hello and welcome to the latest episode of the Racing Pod Blast with me, Tony Mack, and Ben Aitken from Narrowing the Field. And no post-Cheltenham break for us. We're off to Kempton this week on the Pod Blast, taking in three races from their Saturday meeting. And then it's our usual spin up to Scotland for our ever-popular football Trixie, top, middle and bottom. And if you keep listening to the end as well, we've got a couple. If you're listening on Friday, we've got a couple in for Cheltenham for you. Big double-figure prices for you, just for fun. Gamble responsibly. Two big prices for Friday's Cheltenham card as well, with no explanation behind them. And hopefully, Ben, Cheltenham's going all right. A quick resume of your week so far.
Good. Very happy with it. Yourself?
Yeah. In and out. Decent winners and then a couple of blanks. But it's all right. We get there, don't we, mate?
As is the way. Yeah. Had some decent each way returns.
Yes.
Which always keep things ticking. But yeah, hard weeks. It's a hard week. So one more day to go.
Yeah, absolutely, mate. And racing first as always. Here we go. And we're off to Kempton. Blimey. Off to Kempton, starting with the Read Nicky Henderson's Unibet blog handicap hurdle at 2:10. Welcome along, everybody. Well, there's nothing here to see, but they're all 100% at home. Ben, can you start us off with that one?
I'll make you the interesting reading tomorrow.
Yeah.
Nicky Henderson's blog. We'll pass over that. Yep. It's a decent post-Cheltenham pot on offer here, I think, in this 2:10. Skelton's looking to continue their decent week, going after the 2:10 at Kempton with three entries. I've got a short list of Katira, Irish Hill, and Titan Discovery. Katira is a horse I thought would kick on more than she has done so far this season, but I just wonder if they've got the trip wrong with her on her first two starts. She rounded out last season with an extra second in the Grade 1 Mersey Hurdle at Aintree over 2 mile 4. Irish Point won that race. He finished second in the Champion Hurdle this week. Hermes Allen was three lengths back in third. And then there's likes of Springwell Bay, Cramble and Boyer Wad further behind. So it looks strong form by any stretch, and Katira makes her handicap debut here of 1.36, which looks lenient. This season, they started her off over just short of 2 miles at Wetherby. She just didn't have the speed to go with You Wear It Well and Lucia ahead of her that day. And then they chunked her up to 3 mile 1 at Kempton, where she didn't really look like the stamina was quite there. So this 2 mile 5 trip looks ideal for her. I think she could prove to be thrown in off her current mark, Katira. Irish Hill, another that hasn't quite been cut this season, but he slipped down the handicap as a result, and he's now £4 below his last win of mark and £10 below his peak mark. So he looks a handicap sleeper waiting to pounce at some stage. From marks of 1-2-8 or less over trips of further than 2 miles and in fields of 15 or less, he's 5 wins and 4 placed efforts from 9 starts. Never out the first two when Irish Hill gets those conditions he gets on Saturday. And Titan Discovery, other on my shortlist, comes here unexposed on the up and all. He's taking a leap in class for this. But second behind Jinko Blue at Sandown in February, he did hint he's better than the class season, class fours he's been running in to date. Yeah, the pro form speed figure he banged in that day, it certainly gives hope that he can cut it at this higher level. Of that lot, I'm actually taken by both Katira and Irish Hill. I don't fancy trying to split them, so happy enough to play them both. Katira and Irish Hill for me. Tony, what you got?
Yeah, I like that. I like the Katira angle as well on handicap debut, and a particularly like a couple of his runs, especially in the behind Irish Point as well. Good stuff. And also ridden by Nico de Bonville, who hasn't got anything much else to do on a Saturday afternoon at the moment. Irish Hill I do like as well, Ben, but I've gone for two biggies here from the same trainers as your two. Hugo's new horse, first run after a wind up. owned by the Stewart family, always like a winner at Kempton. He was pulled up on his latest start at Newbury back in December, not seen since December, in the long distance hurdle, the Grade 2 long distance hurdle behind Dashiell Drasher. He was having his problems early on in the season, 15th of 20 beaten 67 lengths by Highland, stablemate Highland as well. That's Hugo's new horse. I'm just going to, it's kind of a pin sticking here, Ben, but Hugo's new horse is a big price here, and for those paying four places, five places, one company as well, one firm, Hugo's new horse at around 16s, it's worth fishing about with there. And West Balboa for Dan Skelton, Keelan Woods in the saddle here. That's another big price at 16s. We've got a course and distance winner here, Wes Balboa. He goes on good to soft. He's won in a Class 2 contest. And obviously, have you been saying, Ben, trainer has had an absolutely terrific week. So Wes Balboa and Hugo's new horse for me. Moving on to the 2:45 here on today's race, this week's Racing Pod Blast. The Bet Builder Handicap Chase, Class 2 Handicap, over 2 mile, 4 furlongs, and 4.5 furlongs. And so when you finish reading Nicky Henderson's Unibet blog, get stuck into the 2:45 at Kempton, Ben.
Yeah, I actually think there's a few in this one who can't win, or at least don't have their prime conditions to attack. Mm. And by process of elimination, I was kind of left with Outlaw Peter and Miller's Bank. Outlaw Peter, least exposed in the field after only 4 chase starts, handles plenty of the conditions he faces on Saturdays. 2 wins and a second from 4 starts at the track. Second came over course and distance at Christmas time behind Blow Your Wad, a race that has worked out well since. He's also 5 wins and 3 places from 10 starts over 2 mile 4 to 2 mile 5 trips. He's also 2 wins and 2 placed efforts from 4 starts in the February to March period, including a win over hurdles on this card last season. So he goes well at this time of year. And he does look the most likeliest winner of this to me, Outlaw Peter. The other on my shortlist, a bit trickier to make as solid a case for. And Miller's Bank actually makes his handicap debut here. And things have kind of fallen apart for him since he finished second in the 2022 Peterborough Chase behind Pick Dory. You know, he's had 4 starts since then. And he's been beaten at least 22 lengths in 3 of them, and the other he was pulled up. 3 of them were at Grade 1 level, and the last was over hurdles at Class 2 level on seasonal debut, so there are excuses for him. It is tricky to know where he's at right now, but dropping back into Class 2 and into a handicap, I think it's what you'd be banking on. It'd be sparking him back to life, which it definitely could. Kempton is as good a place as any to try it, because he's a win at 2 seconds from 4 starts at the track. Again, a lot hard to know what he's still got to offer, but he's kind of in my mind. But ultimately, it's Outlaw Peter that's the one that interests me the most. He's an unexposed improver who has conditions to suit, and Outlaw Peter's the one I want to be with in the 2:45 at Kempton. What do you have for us, Tony?
Yeah, it's interesting. Now, I've ended up with a non-runner from 3, but luckily I had 3, so I can go for go for the other two. And one is Outlaw Peter. I won't go over what you've just said there, Ben, which is great stuff, and really looking forward to seeing how he performs here. The tongue tie's still on, been on quite a while, but he needs to find the form of his Kempton win back 12 months ago. I don't know whether it was this race, actually, but it was a handicap chase. And he is, Outlaw Peter is, well, no, it won't have been. He's a course winner, but he's also a distance winner as well over a similar trip to this. And also Phlegmatic for, it looks like I'm just going for the successful trainers at Cheltenham, but I'm not. Dan Skelton and Harry Skelton on Phlegmatic. And he's a course and distance winner as well. And just looking at the instant expert on ggs.co.uk, which you can find a link to on the Pod Blast, where you get the Pod Blast from. Phlegmatic has won on the going. He's also 2 from 2 in this class, hitting the frame. He has won in this class. He won at Kempton last January, or just January, just gone. And he's also a course winner, mentioning here, on good to soft as well, beating Chianti Classico back in January as well. So phlegmatic there, and also we outlaw Peter as well. And looking at the pace angles as well on ggs.co.uk, which is gives an advantage to those racing prominently or leading. And it, from the top three of the nine runners, Outlaw Peter and Our Jet will be either leading or racing prominently in the race tomorrow, which is off at 2:45. So fingers crossed there. Moving on to the 3:55, the Challenger Steam Chase Series qualifier handicap, Class 3 handicap over 3 miles, Ben. It's going to be a bit of a slog.
Yeah, I think it's another race, actually. You can few in here, you can just be a line through. Sort of another post elimination I was left with, Java Point, Hitching, Jacking, and Egbert. Java Point was a winner of a Class 2 last time out, so he drops in class here. He only went up £4 for that win, and that keeps him on a mark we know he can win from. If you look at Java Point under the following, a mark of 130 or less, January to April, and wearing a tongue tie. He's 5 wins and 2 placed efforts from 8 starts. Conditions he gets here on Saturday. Harry Cobden getting the ride for the first time can only be a positive as well. So I do like Java Point. Hitching, Jacking, least exposed in the field after only 2 chase starts. I do like the record of the Skeltons in Kempton handicap chases, especially Class 3 or 4 handicap chases, with geldings aged 5, 6 or 7. And that adds 0 to 4 starts in the current season. With those types, they are 7 wins from 15 and 1 additional place. 47% win strike rate, over 31 points profit. Hitch and Jacking fits those stats here. Maybe a small query about him going right-handed. Maybe even a small query about the 3-mile trip. But I'm open on that for now. I think that could all change over fences. So Hitchin and Jacking, also in my mind. And Egbert, the other on my shortlist, also an unexposed type, only 3 chase starts on his CV. He won at Kempton in November on his chase debut. All of his winning form is over 2.5 and further. He is 3 from 5 over those trips compared to 0 from 5 over shorter trips. He won over 3 miles at Doncaster last time out. That was with a first-time visor. They replaced that with first-time blinkers here, which is a little bit odd. So he has thrown in a few stinkers of runs at times, and I think maybe he's one of those you just need to keep him fresh by switching his headgear up. Of that 3, I would just about be siding with Java Point. He's the one with the least questions to answer. His conditions to suit, and he's on a mark. We know he can win off, and he's in form. So Java Point for me in the 3:55 at Kempton. Tony, what do you
got for us? Not much difference there, Ben. I've got Egbert there, and I've also got Java Point with his win on similar going at Newbury, and also he's won a Class 3 contest as well back at Newbury in April 2022, albeit, and but he's finished 3rd of 6. More recently, 12 months ago, at Ludlow in a Class 3 contest. And he's pretty good over this distance as well, with wins at Sandown and the Newbury race that we mentioned. And also Slipway. I do like Slipway. He's a winner on Good to Soft at Fontwell and Perth, and also in this class. And looking at the ggs.co.uk pace map, we've got an advantage for those racing prominently and leading, and we've got Java Point and Slipway, hopefully racing prominently behind Statuaro or Statuario or something. The Paul Bowen and Pete Bowen and Sean Bowen horse there. He may be leading. He's won his last 2 races, but nobody's been seen there. He's making seasonal debut tomorrow. So he may be a bit bigger price. He may need the run. So he could pull the Slipway and Java Point into the race, hopefully. No prices up yet, Ben. I concede. No.
No. No, that's fine. No. No
2 weeks running as well, lad. Rubbish.
So too busy with Cheltenham.
Yeah. Yes.
I imagine.
So, yeah, Java Point, hopefully, and Egbert and Slipway as well, hopefully, fingers crossed for tomorrow. Right now, it's top, middle and bottom.
Oh, golly, what a boy! loving football and you cannot explain why you love it. It just happens. Chasing a ball round a park, wanting one team to win against the other.
El Mahoney, right foot, whips it. Oh, jeezy peeps, man.
Still sounds brilliant. Yes, the bit of pod you've all been waiting for, top, middle and bottom. Here we go, Ben. Last week's current update, please.
2 winners for me last week, returning plus 4.58 points profit. 2 winners for you, Tony. Ooh. Returning plus 0.89 points profit. Now, last week, Tony, again, one goal away from a massive, a tasty return.
I'm jinxed.
Your plus 0.89 could have easily been plus 29.28 if it hadn't been for a pesky part like this. So at one point you were on for it, but you know, I mean, you're knocking on the door.
I'm doing my best. Doing my best.
Yeah, current state of play is me plus 23.9, Tony minus 39.11. Just need one of those ones to go in, though, and you'll be almost back to level. Normal three leagues for us again this week. My top, middle and bottom this week is top. Wraith Rovers to beat Queen's Park at 23-20. Queen's Park have been shaky at home all season. They've only won 3 of their 14 home matches. They've also started to stall again after going on a bit of a run at the turn of the year. Wraith, on the other hand, they've picked up again after a mini blip, and they are very much keeping the pressure on Dundee United at the top. They won't want to let up now. So Wraith Rovers for me in the top section. Middle, Montrose to beat Annan at 3-4. The Montrose are rampant right now. They've won 6 of their last 7, scored at least 3 goals in 5 of their last 6 matches, and I think they'll just be too much for Annan here. And then I've only won 1 of their 14 away matches. They conceded 30 goals in the process. So Montrose to keep their charge going with a win in this one. And bottom, Clyde to beat Bonnyrigg Rows at 8-5. Bonnyrigg really on a slide at the minute. Not won any of the last 7 matches. Only won 1 of the last 10. They are rapidly getting pulled into the relegation battle. At Clyde, on the other hand, they're finally starting to get some results together. They've won 3 of the last 5. A win here would see them only 3 points off the bottom, so they are going to be bang up for this. I'm taking Clyde in the bottom section, which gives me a top, middle and bottom of top Wraith Rovers, middle Montrose and bottom Clyde. 20.
Cracking. How do you follow that? I'm sticking with Partick, actually, Ben. I'm staying firmly loyal to Partick Thistle at home to Morton, 23-20 tomorrow. They've got the hopefully leading scorer in the championship, Brian Graham, on 16 goals. He can keep going for Partick. The middle is Cove Rangers away at Kelty Hearts. Ruman Burrell, 19 goals. 31-20 at Cove Rangers away at Kelty Hearts. And a bottom, Forfar at home to Stenhouse Muir. I believe Stenhouse Muir have taken their foot off the gas because they're that far clear. I mean, something like 14, 16 points clear at the top. I remember looking yesterday. Stenhouse Muir, I do believe, have taken their foot off the gas. And Forfar available at home to Stenhouse Muir, 11-5 to go with Partick at home to Morton, 23-20. Cove Rangers away at Kelty Hearts, 31-20. That's my top, middle and bottom. Ben, we've got a biggie for today's Cheltenham Friday Gold Cup Day.
Yeah, I'm going to swing the bat in the Albert Bartlett at 250. Spread Boss Ted at 50-1 in the Albert Bartlett.
Beautiful, beautiful. And 410, I'm going for the Hunter's Chase. No explanation needed. Time leader currently 33-1 in the 410, the Hunter's Chase. That's it for this week. Many thanks for listening. You can get more of Ben's brilliant writings as well over at narrowingthefield.co.uk. Big thanks for listening this week. Have a great weekend, everyone. We'll see you next week with the next instalment of the Racing Podblast. And back to normal, Ben. Isn't it nice? Cheers, Ben.
Cheers, Tony.